Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Y'all feeling like a superhero today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. I woke up, you know what I mean, feeling like a superhero. You know what I'm saying? So I got my, you know what I mean, my Captain America, you know what I'm saying, my superhero outfit on. You know what I'm saying? I got the good, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fast shout out to my guy Cypher, you know what I'm saying? 360 mobile, you know what I mean? Like my guy got me looking right with the cut. You feel what I'm saying? My guy got me looking right with the cut. You know what I'm saying? I got my fit on, you know what I'm saying? I got my good watch on. You feel me? Like it's just one of those days. Yeah. So on YouTube, I mean, not on YouTube. So we on right now. So we rocking, fast shout out to all my YouTube. Look, Key Mathis says Captain Ash Flash. What up? Salute. Miss E Elegant Designs on the YouTube checking. And so, you know what I'm saying? I was wondering, like, the last few days, you know what I'm saying? Last few days, Instagram been shutting me down. Like, they'll just shut down. You know, they'll just shut down my live. And I was like, yo, why they keep shutting down my live? But I realized they shut down a live because it's the hour thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like after hour, they just, you know what I'm saying? But we in the building. You know what I'm saying? I got to hold this up. So that's the other thing. So I'm holding my Instagram joint up because my son be sneaking and trying to take my phone. And my phone be on a tripod, and I don't see it now. But now he in school, so I can't ask him where he's at. Miss Edith is in the bill. Oh, Miss Edith, Elegant Designs, I appreciate you. So that's why they've been cutting me off. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I've been just rocking it. You know what I'm saying? Are those mint dentistry shades? Nah, these is somebody gave me these for free. These are free shades. I don't even know what they say on them. It would say the Society of Collegiate Leadership and Achievement. I got these for free. That's the one thing. Like, I don't, trust me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I ever get there. I don't know if I ever get to a space of wearing money. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's no knock to anybody that does. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got these are free. I did not pay nothing. These are not no name brand. I went to a conference and they gave me the Society of Collegiate Leadership Achievement glasses. You know what I'm saying? So, we in here. Drew.com. Salute. How do you go live on IG and Facebook at the same time? Two different devices. Yeah. So I have a I do streaming. So I got a streaming device. So I can show y'all though. Like, so I got my camera right here. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can see that. So I got a camera that's showing, you know what I mean? It's on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Twitch. And the IG is the only one that don't let you simulcast. And so because I can't simulcast, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got two devices. But all right, what we starting with today? Today's today? I don't even know what today's day. I think today's Thursday, right? Today's Thursday. And so make sure, yo, we got the God 19 keys in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? Inside the vault. Yo, this Inside the Vault is special. You know what I'm saying? This one is special. So make sure y'all check it out. Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. We doing that tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tap in. Yo, remember, listen, like I'm taking the last 2 weeks of December off. So tomorrow, you know what I mean? Tomorrow is going to be my last day, for 2021 in God's will, airing the show. And I'll be back, you know, let me see. When's the top? I'll be back January 3rd in God's will. You know what I'm saying? In God's will, I'll be back January 3rd. I need to unplug. I need to reevaluate, make sure that I'm you know, I'm coming into the next year in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So this is what I want to tell y'all. There's no substitute for purpose.
MindRightRadio.com.
I'm saying, there's no substitute for purpose.
MindRightRadio.com.
So if you see me posting, it's not me.
There's no substitute for purpose.
There's no substitute for purpose.
What I'm saying is so important. This is
right, my right radio
that you can hear right now.
Just play my right radio all week.
Because there's so many people who are lost, frustrated, and saved.
Yep.
There is no substitute for purpose.
No substitute for purpose.
I was thinking of an example, and there's so many of them. Have you ever seen a manufacturer who began to build something, and because it didn't become what he intended, he made something else? You don't see that. They don't stop until they get what they purpose.
Let's see if this works. Can I get
hands free? There's no substitute for purpose.
Yo, fast out to have a lot of bullshit in that.
You cannot make a car a boat.
Hey, yo, you cannot make a car a boat.
You can't decide I'm tired driving this car, I'm going to drive into the water, now I'm making a boat. You just can't do that. You can't substitute the purpose for the product. You cannot make a microphone a cooking spoon. I mean, you could, but it would be microphone abuse. You may laugh, but it's true about your life. If you are becoming something, or can I say, trying to become something,
my right radio
that you
all
are
week.
Not,
that's what you gotta
you're
do.
Abusing who you are.
You are abusing who you are.
There's no substitute for purpose.
You know,
no
25-8, more than you can be possible.
Beside purpose. Purpose and only purpose will satisfy.
You know.
Purpose, therefore, will haunt you.
Purpose will haunt
That's
you.
Why God uses the word prevail.
Prevail. Oh, I bought the building. That shop, the audacity.
That is big, good, fantastic.
The audacity, I bought the building.
Excellent. If it's not my purpose for your life, God says, my purpose will prevail over that plan.
Yep.
That word prevail means it will haunt.
It will haunt you.
If you did everything everybody wanted you to do, but not what you were born to do, then what you were born to do will haunt what you did. You got to understand God's word here. He says, my purpose will overrule all of your plans.
All
no matter
plans.
How good they are, no matter how big they are, purpose will frustrate your success. You know, people, maybe you are one of them. You know, everyone thinks you're doing well, but when you close the door at night and cut the light off, it's hell in the bed.
It's hell in the bed.
You cry. You weep. You're mad.
I appreciate you.
You don't feel fulfilled. And then when you go on stage, everybody claps. But in secret, you are depressed. They think you are the best corporate executive in the whole company. But deep inside, you really want to go preach. Deep inside, you really want to go paint pictures. Deep inside, you want to do photography. You don't want to set up no desk. Whatever your gift is, whatever your purpose is, it will make you frustrated. It'll prevail over all of your success. Why? Because purpose itself will overrule your accomplishments. Purpose will overshadow all your work. Purpose will depress your impressions. You impress people, but you're depressed. Because deep inside, you're not doing what you were born to do. God says, this purpose will make you sick. My purpose will haunt you. It will make you feel so frustrated that no matter how successful the world thinks you are, my deep calling purpose will make you sick.
Yep.
And some of you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Purpose will frustrate you. Nothing.
Nothing.
But nothing can take the place of purpose.
Yo, hold on. Let me tell y'all this thing about purpose. Oh, let me put this down now because I think y'all can't see. Kind of y'all see my shirt. I bought the building. Let me tell you something real quick about purpose, right? You know, one of the reasons why you know, purpose is so important. One of the reasons why, you know, I'm deciding to pull back for 2 weeks is to make sure, right? Is to make sure that I'm living out my purpose, right? That I'm not living out something that I thought was my purpose. I'm not living out something that looks like my purpose. Like, you know, it has to be my purpose, right? And I see this question. You know, how do you discover your purpose? You can only discover your purpose through action. That's it. Right. You can only discover your purpose through action. You cannot discover your purpose, by thinking about it. You cannot discover your purpose through praying about it. You cannot discover your purpose through, you know, through meditation, yes, right? And the reason why I say you can't get your purpose through praying about it, because God has already made you who you are, you know? And so it's like asking for something that you already have, you know? So like if you're praying and you're saying, God, please show me my purpose, God doesn't understand that. Ramiah Trash, appreciate the badge love. You know, fast shout to Nick. Happy birthday to Nick. You know, God doesn't understand you asking for something you already have. Right? God doesn't understand that. And so that's why a lot of times people pray and their prayers are never answered. And they're wondering, like, wow, I'm getting on my knees, I'm praying, like, why is my prayers not being answered? Because you can't answer something that's already there, right? You can't ask for something that's already there. And so Storm Leroy, what up, my G? Thank you for the badge love. You know, you can't ask for something that's already there. And so if you're asking for something and it's right in your face, in essence, the prayer has been answered, if you will, right? You know, I'll use this example again. Like, let's say if I have an iPhone and the iPhone is right in front of my face and I get on my knees and pray and I say, God, please give me an iPhone. Well, that's a wasted prayer because I already got the iPhone, right? The iPhone is already there. And I can't, you know, for whatever reasons, I guess I can't see the iPhone, right? I guess I can't see the iPhone because I'm asking for stuff that's already in my presence, right? And so now I'm looking, I'm praying, I'm wasting time. Because what, why am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, why am I searching for something that's already there? So as it relates to your purpose, you know what I'm saying? In the words of the honorable Sean Carter, you could try to change, but that's just your top layer. Fam, you was who you was when you got here, right? Like, literally, every single day, I get paid to be who I am. I get paid to be who I was when I was 5. I get paid to be who I was when I was 10. I get paid to be who I was when I was 20. You know what I'm saying? And the different ways that my purpose shows up, it's just what it is. I was with my guy Travis, ATL Chill, yesterday, and you know, we talked about, you know, sort of like, you know, speaking and motivating, you know what I'm saying? And one of the things that, you know, I realized is, you know, he was asking like, yo, how can I just do this off the top? Like, how can I go online, talk to y'all about a message and off top, just be able to, you know, motivate or whatever, right? I said, cause I've been doing that all my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing all my life. When I was a kid, playing basketball in the inner city, I was the one that was motivating the team to not give up. Let's go. Even if I wasn't the star, many times I was the star on the team, but on the times that I wasn't the star, I was still the guy. I was still a guy on the bench yelling like, yo, come on, y'all, we got it. I was still the guy, you know what I'm saying, on the court, like, yo, come on, y'all, we good. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? When I was on the block and we were having discussions, I was the guy that was telling everybody what they can do. Like, yo, not what they can't do. Like, nah, we got it. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? When I was working at the video store, I was the same guy, you know what I'm saying, mastering sales and teaching everybody. You know what I'm saying? When I you know, was a banker, right? For those who ever worked for me, when I was a banker, I had a staff. I always had a staff. I had a staff of a lot of people. And I was the guy every morning, get in the huddle, let's motivate. You know what I'm saying? And so it's no shock to me. I'm not surprised that people tune in every day to hear me inspire them. I'm not surprised that people buy my books to get inspiration and learn. I'm not surprised that I get paid, you know, great money to go on stage and talk. I'm not surprised that people tune in to my shows and, you know, allow me to inspire and motivate them, because my purpose is that, right? My purpose is to inspire and motivate. And all I had to do, right? All I had to do was be, right? And so when you're looking for your purpose, I'm never going to tell you, right? I'm never going to tell you to pray for sight. The only prayer that I believe, you know, I could be wrong. Only thing God wants you to say is thank you. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like be thankful and give glory to God. That's all. Right? None of my prayers, right? None of my prayers is ever asking for anything. You know what I'm saying? I've never, not when I got enlightened, I've never prayed for something. I never prayed for something. Everything is all praises due, right? Or ask for nothing, because I got it all. If abundance is my birthright, and God will provide, then why am I wasting energy, right? Why am I wasting energy asking for what God already promised me? Like, God knows my desires. And if it is God's will for you to fulfill that desire, then everything is going to open up for you. You know what I'm saying? If it is God's will for you to live out your desires, the things are going to open up. They don't open up by you begging, though. Right? They don't open up by you begging. They don't open up by you asking. They open up by action. Right? They open up by you just being thankful to God. And the way you show that gratitude to God is just being. Just be. Right? Not do, just be. Who are you? What do you bring to the table? And if you desire to, you know, make more money or be compensated more for who you really are, then find, right, with action, find those places that will pay you top dollar for who you are. That's it. That's it, right? I could, you know what I mean? I could be, right? And this is no disrespect to like people who volunteer, right? No disrespect to people who volunteer. But I have a gift to motivate people, right? And so if I volunteered at a homeless shelter, let's say I volunteered at a homeless shelter. I went to a homeless shelter and I volunteered to motivate, you know? And every single night I go to the homeless shelter and I'm motivating people at the homeless shelter. I'm motivating people at the homeless shelter. I'm motivating people at the homeless shelter. I have no doubt in my mind I will be effective. I'll be the best motivational speaker that ever touched the homeless shelter, right? But the truth of the matter, based on the circumstance, based on the condition, a homeless shelter is not the place to go to get top dollar to motivate people, right? Because, and this, you know, if you've been reading The Science of Getting Rich, I believe this wholeheartedly, that people don't need motivation. You know what I'm saying? People need an action plan. People need direction on which direction to go, you know? And so I'm actually, right, if I wanted to volunteer at a homeless shelter, I'm actually more helpful to the homeless shelter if I, let's say, decided to look at all of the top universities in America. And I go to all the top universities in America and I say, hey, I want to motivate your students who are about to graduate college. I want to motivate them to keep pushing after they graduate, right? And so I know, you know, universities, right? I know universities have top dollar. And so I could get, you know, $10,000 to $25,000 from a university. And there's thousands of universities, but let's just say I did this with 100 of them, right? If I did this with 100 of them and got paid $25,000, that's 250, right? That's 200. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's 2.5 million. So let me not even say that. Let's say I did it with 10, right? Let's say I got top dollar, $25,000, and I went to 10 of the top universities. And I got $25,000 to talk to 10 of them. That's $250,000. And so now, if I now decided to create a online course or some type of program and gifted that to all homeless shelters, now they can still get motivated with an action plan, and I'm still getting paid top dollar for my gift. I'm using that example because a lot of people are devaluing their gift. And so because you work a job that's paying you $10 an hour, you think that you're worth this $10 an hour. The truth of the matter is that if you work at the Gap, you know, and the Gap is paying you $10 an hour, and you're the best salesperson at the Gap, I can almost guarantee you that if you decided, right, that if you decided to go to Louis Vuitton or Gucci in Beverly Hills with the same skills you have at the Gap, they would pay you $100 an hour, right? I don't know that for facts, but you know, I'm using the contrast, right? The skill is the skill, right? The skill is the skill. It's just, where are you using the skill? Where are you allowing yourself to use the skill, right? Where are you going where you're liked, or are you going where you're valued? And for me, you know, the biggest test of value is what you're willing to invest. To me, right? Are you willing to invest? And so if somebody has the time to like what I'm doing, right? Somebody likes what I'm doing. They say, yo, Ash, I love what you're doing. I'm inspired by what you're doing. But can they, right? Can they, do they value what I'm doing? Right? Because if they valued what I was doing, then they would invest in what I was doing in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I don't have to be buying a product or service. It could be investing in what I'm doing. It could be, yo, I love your message. I work for this corporation, and this corporation is hiring people to come in, and let me hire you. Let me introduce you to the HR person so we could get you in there, right? I work at this school. The kids need your story, so let me bring you into the school, right? People could like what you're doing, but are they, right? Are they willing? Do they value what you're doing, right? Do they value what you're doing? Are they investing in you with their time? Are they investing with you with their money? Are they investing with you with your connections, with their connections? Like, do they really see value in what you're doing, right? And I, for one part, I spend most of my time with people and groups and places that value my time, right? That value what I bring to the table, right? I'm not regular. You know what I'm saying? I'm not regular. And so because I'm not regular, you know, I don't demand regular stuff. I'm greatness. You know, I am greatness on display. And so if I am greatness, right? If I am greatness, then I only want to be around people that are greatness as well, that see greatness in themselves and see greatness in myself, because you can't see what you're not, right? Newsflash, this might rub some people the wrong way, but you can't see a hater if you're not a hater. You can't be taken advantage of if you don't take advantage of, right? If you are abundant, then all you're going to see is abundance, right? If you are greatness, then all you're going to see is greatness. I'm going to be able to see your shine if you see your shine. If you see your shine. I'm not going to be able to see it clearly, right? Maybe I could be like, you know, it's there. But I ain't going to be able to see it clearly until what? Until you see it. Yo, I've been great for a very long time. But majority of people didn't see it because I didn't see it. I kept running around acting like I was regular. I kept acting like, you know, it was no big deal. And so because I couldn't see it, then nobody else could see it. Then everybody else was acting like I was regular. Everybody else was acting like it's no big deal. Because I was acting like it's no big deal. But now I'm a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big deal. Right? Hold on. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? And you always, you know what I'm saying? You always gotta remember that. You always gotta remember that. Right? You always got to remember your greatness, and you always got to remember you're a big deal. You are a big deal, period. Right? You are a big deal, and treat yourself like a big deal. Does that mean that there are going to be people out here that try to act like you're not a big deal? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, without a doubt. People are going to try you all the time, right? People go into high-end stores, you know, trying to get a discount all the time. People try to steal from a high-end store all the time. So don't be offended, right? I'm not offended when somebody don't treat me like a big deal. I don't get offended because you know what I mean? God forgive them because they know not what they do. So I don't get offended. You know what I'm saying? The only way I'm offended by people trying to treat me like I'm not a big deal, right, is if I believe that I'm not a big deal, right? You can't call me out by name and get a reaction from me. I don't get offended by that. I'm cool. You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to know, walk through life and know that you're a big deal. Big deal does not mean you're better than them. So I want y'all to understand that too. Let's get that abundantly clear. Let's get it abundantly clear, right? That being a big deal does not mean better than. Greatness on display does not mean better than. Your greatness, true greatness, doesn't outshine. True greatness doesn't have to tell people that they're greatness. You walk in a room and they feel it. You walk in a room and you feel it. I mean, I promise you. I promise you, if you believe that you're greatness, I don't care where you go. I don't care if you go to the supermarket. I don't care if you go to the gym. I don't care if you go out to eat. I don't care if you're in a taxi. If you believe, right? If you believe in your greatness, then you don't got to say it because everybody else going to say it. Everybody going to look like, yo, who is that? They're gonna question, like, yo, who is that? You know what I'm saying? They're gonna question. Because what is it? Your belief counts as everything.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
As righteousness.
It will make the difference between where you fell short,
yep,
and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith.
So here's why I want y'all to understand that. Because some of us are actually waiting for outside validation before we believe in our greatness. Some of us are actually, right? We're actually waiting for outside validation. We're waiting for somebody to say yes. We're waiting for somebody to say yes, it's okay. Yes, you are. Yes, it's okay. Yeah, like you're actually waiting to be validated before you show your greatness. And so you don't even believe the promise that God made you, right? You don't believe in that promise. You don't believe that God said that you're going to have abundant life, right? That abundance is your birthright, that you're made in the image and likeness of God, right? Which means that you're greatness, because if God is the greatest, you are the greatest. And so you don't believe in what God is telling you. And so now you're looking for validation. Now you're looking for other people to say it's okay for you to just be you, to be who you were born to be, and then wonder why you're not living your best life. Because you have to have that belief system before you even see it. That's what faith is. If you look up the definition, right? If you look up the definition of faith, right? Faith is the belief in the unseen. And so if you have to see it in order to believe it, then how is that faith? If I got to see it, right? If I got to see it before I believe it, like, oh no, I don't believe in fill in the blank until I see it. That's not faith, right? And God's not going to bless the faithful, the unfaithful, right? God's not going to bless the unfaithful. God's going to bless the faithful. Even, look, and TD Jakes just said this, even if we're, like, if we might be judging people, but they have such a strong belief in themselves that God said, I'm going to bless you. And so now you're looking at this person, you're saying, well, this person doesn't do this. This person doesn't follow this rule. This person does that. Like you keep counting all of the things that this person is not doing, not realizing that God only cares about the one thing, which is your belief system. Right? And so somebody that you might be looking at as like, oh, they whatever, fill in the blank, you judging them. When you don't even know what they believe, right? God is the most merciful. So who are you to judge and say what somebody else is not doing? That's God. That ain't your business. God is merciful. The person you judging don't need your mercy if they get it from God. I'm just keeping a buck with you. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it 100,000. Right? So you out here judging people, and the reason why they winning, because they believe in themselves wholeheartedly. They believe in God's promise. God gonna take care of all the other stuff, but they believe in God's promise. They believe in God's promise. You know what I'm saying?
That's a really good deal.
Hold on one more time.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness.
As righteousness. Your belief is righteousness.
It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile on the way is filled in simply by faith. That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous, just because you believe me. Abraham believed God, the Bible said, and it was counted unto him as righteousness.
Yep.
Just because he believed God. That's why you have to be careful about judging people.
Stop judging people.
Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief
as righteous. Excellent. All right, y'all. We're going to ride out to this, because they're going to keep me out after an hour.
Radio.
We're going to ride out to this. We're going to ride out to this. They're going to keep me out.
Elevation.
Let's go.
Your belief is counted unto you as righteousness. It will make the difference between where you fell short and what I call you to be. The last mile of the way is filled in simply by faith. That's a really good deal. He said, I'll mark your account up as if you were righteous, even though you're not righteous, just because you believe. That's why you have to be careful about judging people. Because you see what they did, but you don't know what they believe, and you don't know how God wrote it down in the books. And sometimes the one who is doing the judging might not be on the books as good as the one you are judging, because God counted that belief as righteousness. What God is concerned about in us is the fact that we do not believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's so simple, we miss it all the time. We give him works. We give him duties. We give him all kinds of sacrifices, walking around trying to be spiritual. None of that is going to count as much as simply taking God at his word, believing what he has said about you, walking in truth and in clarity, and having peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
I believe.
I believe.
The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am. I am defined by my vision, my purpose, and my goals.
That's my playbook.
That's my creed. That's what I believe. And you see, the reason that's important, if you know who you are,
you know who you are,
then you know who you are not.
You know who you are not.
If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you, and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people, depending upon who we were with, because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding who we are. You say, well, I'm talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God, but I'm also talking about believing in yourself. I can do all things. Somebody say, I can do all things. Oh my God. Just I'm right there. And say it again. I can do all things. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? Say it again, I can do all things. You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Can you imagine how different your job interview would go if you really believed that and walked in? They said, what do you do? I can do. Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spanked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby.
You can do
all things. We quote it. We don't believe it. Not like we need to. One of the great privileges of my life is an opportunity to interact with people that I've seen from afar, if I get to see up close. I have met very few incredibly successful
very few
who were not positive about themselves.
Who weren't positive about themselves.
Confident in themselves.
Positive in themselves.
And I have met none of them who were any more gifted than you.
Yep, they weren't more gifted than you.
None of them.
None of them.
None of them are any more gifted than you. In fact, in many cases, they are less gifted, less talented, less skilled. They don't have more than you. They think differently than you. People aren't blessed because they have more. Life is an equal opportunity experience. You come here with two eyes and two legs and two ears and a nose and a mouth and a couple of hands. Boom, you're here. What you do with what God gave you is left up to you.
Yep.
The guy sitting beside you has no more than
you. The one sitting beside you got no more than you. They did more with what, yo. Yo, I don't think y'all understand that. Hey, yo, the person you watching right now that is living in their blessing has no more than you. They don't have more than you. All that happens is that they've done more with what God gave them. I'm going to say that again. The person that you are watching right now, the person that you see enjoying their blessing, enjoying their life, does not have more than you. What they have is belief, and they did more with what God gave them. That's it. Which is why I keep telling you, you cannot pray for what you already have. Right? If you take the most blessed person that you know and you say, God, I want that, there's nothing that that person has that you cannot have because God gave that to you already. All you have to do is, number one, believe that it's attainable for you, right? Believe that it's attainable for you. Number two, become the person you need to become to get what you believe is attainable to you. And then have faith, right? That's it. That's it. All you have to do is believe that you could attain it, be it, believe, be, and have faith. And being doesn't mean sitting around waiting. Being means being. Because I ain't even going to say being means doing. Because that's a lot of our problem. A lot of us are so busy doing that we can't get busy being. That's a bar. Hey, yo, you so busy doing that you can't be busy being. You so busy doing that you can't get busy being. And when you're not busy being, your dreams, your aspirations, what you want in life is fleeing. Oh, that's a bar. Oh, let's play the dozens. Hey, yo, you so busy doing that you're not busy being. And when you're not busy being, your dreams, your aspirations are fleeing. You keep praying for a miracle and for something to happen quick, when the fact that you got breath in your body is the miracle. Oh, I couldn't find something that rhymed with quick. My fault. I was trying to find something that rhymed with quick. I couldn't find something rhymed with quick. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't find something that rhymed with quick. But you get where I'm going. Believe.
But he didn't get any more. I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny.
The predicament that you're in right now.
They don't believe nothing. Let me try y'all over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They're doing a little bit better. I'm going to try this session over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny.
Does not define your destiny.
You ought to look at every negative situation in your house and say, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
You're a liar.
Yep. You lied on me. I'm better than that. Right, they're about to kick me out, y'all. I gotta go.
You ought to lay hands on that tumor and call it a liar.
Call it a liar.
Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you gotta call it out.
Call it out. Call it out.
Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to die like your mama did. You're going to get sick like your daddy did. You got to talk back to those voices and say, hey! Sickness is a liar. Failure is a liar.
Yep.
Depression is a liar.
Yep.
Suicide is a liar.
Yep.
Despair is a liar.
Yep.
Spiritual heaviness, you're a liar.
Yep.
Disease, you're a liar.
Yep.
Can't learn.
You're a liar.
Can't breathe.
You're a liar.
Can't make it.
You're a liar.
Can't take it. You ought to call.
You ought to call out everybody.
Mind Right Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
Call it out, y'all. Call it out, y'all. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCastShow.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to AshCastTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Look, this is how we end it. This is how we end all shows. I focus on my goals. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. I like how that sounds. My self-worth. LBG Coaching, thank you for the badge love. Drew.com, thank you for the badge love. Ramaya Trask, thank you for the badge love. I Am Storm Leroy, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, 79, thank you for the badge love. A-Lo, thank you for the badge love. Jake O'Neill, thank you for the badge love. I Am Cassandra Henderson, thank you for the badge love. Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love. Liz Tim, 817, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. Kira, 718-1028, thank you for the badge love. Quinette Marie, thank you for the badge love. Iris Palmer Johnson, Sunny San Diego, thank you for the badge love. Mr. Real Estate, thank you for the badge love. Courtney Miller, thank you for the badge love. The Legacy Legacy Group, thank you for the badge love. C Sparkles, thank you for the badge love. Rankin Certified, thank you for the badge love. Sis Linda, got you. Peace and Blessings, thank you for the badge love. Crew, the GOAT. Proof on the go, notary. I always mess you up. My self-work and network of every day. Slow. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love again. I appreciate you. Yes, on YouTube still. My self-work and network of building every day. I like how that sounds. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all tap in tonight, the Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, 19 Keys on deck. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. K-Ro on the go. There we go. K-Ro on the go notary. Yeah, because it's like the O's. The two O's throw me off. Because it'd be like K-Rooney, K-Roots. You know what I'm saying? It's the two O's. But I get it. K-Ro on the go. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. I'll see y'all tonight inside the vault in God's will. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Remember, hey, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off. I'll see y'all January 3rd in God's will. So make sure y'all tap in tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do Ask Ash Cash if y'all want. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can ask me anything. But all right, peace and blessings, y'all. See y'all. Peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash.